We are so grateful, New York teacher surprises 5-year-old with liver donation. By Olivia Rondo on May 31, 2024. A 5-year-old New York boy is receiving the gift of life from his generous teacher in the form of an organ donation. Little Ezra Tachek suffered liver damage at birth and has been fighting ongoing health challenges ever since, his mother, Karen, told People. After recently receiving an end-stage liver disease diagnosis in February, Ezra was placed on a transplant waiting list for months before getting some good news. Ezra's former preschool teacher, Carissa Fisher, applied to become a living donor in March without letting Ezra's family know, and she was finally approved to donate a portion of her liver on Friday, May 24. Fisher headed straight to the family's home the next day, loaded up with a stuffed animal, balloons, and a sign to make the terrific announcement. "We are completely overwhelmed with her kindness and generosity and sacrifice. And it keeps hitting us unexpectedly that it's really happening and we're really going to be able to move forward, and we're so grateful," Karen told the outlet. After a required 2-week reflection period, Fisher will work with the donor team to schedule a date for surgery. The joyous mom celebrated the new liver for her son in a happy Facebook post. "My brain literally couldn't process what I was reading until she said it out loud," Karen wrote. "Miss Carissa is a perfect match. I can't even begin to express our gratitude. The tears keep coming, and though I knew we'd be relieved to get the news eventually, I had no idea just how it would hit me. There has been no shortage of love, generosity, and genuine kindness from our family, friends, and community, but this? The most amazing gift," she added. Fisher has launched a GoFundMe to help cover travel and lodging costs associated with going back and forth from Western New York to New York City for her appointments and surgery. "On top of that, me and my caregivers, mom and aunt, will have to live in NYC for about a month before I can be assessed to go home. Therefore, any donations will help a lot," she wrote. The teacher also highly encouraged others to step out of your comfort zone and put yourself on a living donor list. "There are thousands of people in need of livers and kidneys, and you never know whose sick life you'll be changing." Meanwhile, Ezra has been hanging in there. "We are very fortunate that they were able to get him approved to be enlisted when they did, rather than waiting until he's critically ill," Karen told People. "He has struggles, fatigue, sleep difficulties, and days where he just isn't feeling well. But overall he is a trooper, and finds joy every day." Fisher described breaking the news to Ezra and his parents as emotional in an interview with WKBW. "You never know whose life you are going to be changing," the generous teacher said. "It made me very happy to see both of them happy."